It is Monday, March 12th, 2018. I'm Martin Coutts, and this is my Anchor Minicast. If you're listening to this, welcome. Nice to see you, and apologies it's been so long between episode 1 and episode 2. Being a teacher, I'm sure you can understand that sometimes things just get a little hectic. Recently at school, we have been doing quite a lot in terms of rolling out iPads, getting primary 7s, which are our 11-year-olds, their one-to-one iPads that they will take through junior school into senior school. So there's been a little work involved in getting that prepped. We've also been doing some work on internet safety. Safer Internet Day was 6th of February, but we have our national prelims, our preliminary examinations at that point, and we weren't able to do it on the whole school. So we just recently did Safer Internet Day at school. It was an excellent source of discussion with the pupils, some really good ideas around how to stay safe online, what to do, and if you do come across something that you shouldn't, how should you respond? Should you go and speak to your parents, granny, grandpa, anyone that you trust, including your teacher or trusted adults at school? So there's some great examples of pupils coming out there, and we did a lot using Magic Move on Keynote, did a lot of animations that we're eventually going to record into clips. But the reason that I'm decided to do this today is to have a little chat around Apple Teacher. Now, if you've not heard of Apple Teacher, then it is an accreditation program that Apple have released. It's a great way for teachers who are looking to get started with Apple Teacher and how they want to do things with iPad, Mac technology, Apple technology within school. It's self-paced, it's a professional learning program, and it's designed for everybody. It doesn't matter what level. It doesn't matter if you're at the top of the food chain in school, a school leader, or if you are the hands-on classroom teacher. There's some of the best ideas for rolling out the way that you can use Apple Teacher in your school. And some of the best ways of doing that are using the iBook resources that are available on the iBook store. So there's some great ones available for Pages, Keynote, Numbers, just creativity, productivity, and also just getting started with iPad. And one of the best things that's on Apple Teacher is an All About Me project, where using Keynote, you can have pupils creating a slide that uses the objects, the built-in shapes that are available in Keynote, to create a little custom portrait that would allow them to express themselves, whether they're into science, whether they're into sport, whether they are a technology geek, whether they are a science geek, a space geek, anything like that at all. They can completely personalise it and show their interests, hobbies, how many members are in their family, favourite sports, and a lot more. Now, we did this in school. We've done this across our range of classes. But what we did as a different spin was we had the pupils animate it and use the built-in screen record in iOS 11 to create a video walkthrough of their portrait. The other way that we put a little bit of a twist on this was we installed the Autodesk Sketchbook app. We had the pupils take a profile of themselves, so just working in pairs, one pupil would take a photograph of their partner to get that side-on profile. The pupil would then draw around themselves to create an outline, take out the background image, put it into Keynote, and instant alpha out the negative space that they don't need. They were then able to kind of tidy it up a little by putting a border in it. And to put a slightly different spin on it, with one class, we used Inside Out as a basis of our slide. So we had a red slide for anger, yellow slide for joy, green for disgust, purple for fear, and blue for sadness. And to put a slight spin on it, what we did was have the pupils put relevant shapes that matched that particular mood. So for yellow, it would be things that they enjoyed, things that brought them joy. For the blue, it would be sadness, things that made them angry, things that disgusted them, and things that they were afraid of, things that gave them a bit of fear. Quite interesting to see the approach that pupils took with this. Some pupils were, you know, there was some things that make them sad is having to go to school, you know, which is a kind of standard one that you would expect from some pupils. But the joy, a lot of them were into sport, a lot of them were into spending time with their family. And it was really quite interesting to see just how they approached this. We then just exported it. And for these ones, they were getting printed off and put onto wall displays. A lot of classroom teachers still like having a wall display to show the work. What I prefer is to get them to screen record the animation and send me it as a video. So I have on my school iPad right now quite a few All About Me projects. And tomorrow night on Twitter, hashtag AppleEduChat, myself and Miriam Walsh at MIRC, that's the letter C, Walsh, we're going to be talking about Apple Teacher. Even if you are already an Apple teacher and you're maybe seeing how can you scale this up, how can you bring other teachers into the, you know, into the fray, how can you have them get started with Apple Teacher? We're going to chat about that. We're going to chat about some of the things that you might have done, some of the, you know, things that you've seen within your own practice, maybe even some tips and tricks out of those guides that I previously mentioned that you didn't know about. You know, so there's some things that you can see that you know, you might be pretty confident in the use of technology, but you've never really used before. Like something in Keynote, for example. Keynote is one of these apps that's constantly changing. In fact, just now, going back to some of the iWork apps, I'm just working on a numbers document just now, and it used to be, I used to find it quite difficult to put in a checkbox, but I've now just found under the format option within within Numbers that there is actually a tick box option. There's a pop-up menu. There's a lot. There's even a star rating where you can actually put in a star rating against a certain cell or row of cells that you have. And I thought that's actually something that I never realized Numbers had before. Grouping of shapes, masking with shape, those are all really, really useful and things that you might not necessarily have thought about before. But they just make your use of the iWork apps that much easier. And especially in something like GarageBand. So moving on to the what used to be called the iLife suite of apps when it was on OS X and now Mac OS. But GarageBand on iPad is at a massive, massive update. And if you want to know more about stuff with GarageBand, I'm sure Owen Hughes, ADE and fellow board member, will have a lot of views on that. He's at @ehughes_, and he really does some wonderful things with Keynote, GarageBand and iMovie all mashed together. This has really just been a sort of a little podcast, not a huge amount. It's, I think we're just coming up for 8 minutes just now, but it's just, I realise that for these types of things to be effective, we have to be a bit more regular with them. We have to chat a wee bit more. So if you're listening to this and you want to know some more things, you know, if there's some more things that you want to know about, if there's something else that you want me to chat about, whether it's all focused on coding or the Everyone Can Code initiative, Learn to Code 1 and 2, etc., or if you're listening to this, you've maybe done a wee bit with Apple Teacher, but you're wondering, how do you scale Apple Teacher in your community? How do you get other teachers involved in Apple Teacher? How can you help them go through the badges? Is it just a case of, you know, sit down and go through the quizzes, get the 5 questions, get the badge? Personally, I don't think that's the best way of doing it, because you don't really get the added benefit. You don't get the added value of some of the resources, especially in apps like Notes, for example, where you might use Notes quite a lot on iOS, and especially with the iOS 11 update, but you might not realise that iOS 11 and Notes now has this built-in markup function and scanning documents. So going back to the Primary 7 group of pupils that we've just rolled out their own personal one-to-one devices, I spent a little bit of time last week showing them how they could get a worksheet from their teacher, annotate it within Notes, and then use Apple Classroom to airdrop that back. Now, Apple Classroom is something I'm going to be talking about in episode 3, which I think I'm going to do 2 episodes this week. So I think if you come back on Wednesday, you'll probably, there will be another episode where I'm going to chat about Apple Classroom and how you can use that effectively, even if you're on shared devices, shared sets, if you're on multiple sets, multiple users on the one iPad, if you're trying to get started with Apple School Manager, or even just using Classroom without managed Apple IDs. We'll have a little bit of a discussion around that. So I'm going to close that out there. That's about 10 minutes. That's sometimes a nice wee way to do things. Anchor, the app that I'm doing this through, is absolutely fantastic. I tried to do a podcast with a good friend of mine, Ian Simpson, at Family Simpson on Twitter. And the last time we did it, we were actually sitting in the same school that I now work. We did it using a built-in USB microphone that we plugged in through the camera adapter. It powered up. We had to use a different app. I think we had to use Audio Share, I think it was. Then Ian had to find an FTP hosting server that we then, you know, it was just quite a faff to get things out there. But with Anchor, I've actually managed to sit here. I'm just holding my iPhone as if I was having a speakerphone conversation, you know, being one of those annoying people out there that have a speakerphone as they're walking down the street talking to someone. If you are the type of person that does that, I do apologise, but, you know, use your headphones if you're going to chat to someone. Keep your conversations private, but that's just my two cents. But yeah, like I say, give me a shout out on Twitter, at mcoots, C-O-U-T-T-S, 81. Anything you want to chat about. If you like this, if you like this little mini-cast, let me know so that I can keep doing something like that. And I look forward to chatting to you all tomorrow night for hashtag Apple EduCat Chat. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.